Eliza studied the plain white envelope from a P.O. box in Baltimore. Did she even know anyone in Baltimore anymore? The handwriting in purple ink was meticulous enough to be machine-created. Probably junk mail masquerading as a real letter. A sleazy trick. But no. This one was quite authentic. A sheaf of loose-leaf paper and a cutting from a glossy magazine. A photo of Peter and Elizabeth at a party for Peter's work earlier this summer. The writing was fussy and feminine, unknown to her, yet the tone was immediately, insistently intimate.
Dear Elizabeth, I'm sure this is a shock, although that's not my intention, to shock you. Up until a few weeks ago, I never thought I would have any communication with you at all and accepted that as fair. But it's hard to ignore signs when they are right there in front of your face, and there was your photo in Washingtonian magazine. Not the usual thing I read, but you'd be surprised by my choice of reading material these days. Of course, you are older. A woman now. You've been a woman for a while, obviously. Still, I'd know you anywhere.
Who's it from, Mommy?
Albie asked. And even Iso seemed mildly interested in this oddity. A letter to her mother, a person whose name appeared mostly on catalogs and reminders from the dentist. Could they see her hands shaking, notice the cold sweat on her brow? Eliza wanted to crumple the letter in her fist, heave it away from her, but that would only excite their curiosity. Someone I knew when I was growing up.
It looks as if they'll finally get around to completing my sentence soon. I'm not trying to avoid saying the big words. Death, execution, what have you. Just being very specific. It is my sentence, after all. I was sentenced to die, and I am at peace with that. I thought I was at peace across the board. But then I saw your photo. And odd as it might seem to some, I feel it's you I owe the greatest apology. That you're the person I never made amends to. I also accept that you might not be that interested in hearing from me. But I can't help being curious about your life, which must be pretty nice if your husband has a kind of job that leads to being photographed at the kind of parties that end up in Washingtonian with him in a tux and you in an evening dress. You look very different, yet the same, if that makes any sense. I'm proud of you, Elizabeth, and would love to hear from you. Sooner rather than later. Ha ha. Yours, Walter.
And then, just in case she didn't remember the full name of the man who had kidnapped her the summer she was 15 and held her hostage for almost 6 weeks, just in case she might have another acquaintance on death row, just in case she had forgotten the man who had killed at least 2 other girls and was suspected of killing many others yet let her live, just in case all of this might have slipped her mind. He added helpfully,
Walter Bowman.